Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, testing, test yours, 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
You're aggravating me already. Do it like a real professional radio.
Oh, testing. Okay, first of all, don't say that, because in real radio, they don't... Have you ever heard a radio guy be like, testing, testing?
No. Yeah, ham radio, they go testing.
I don't even know what ham radio is.
Yeah, what truckers used to have.
Made
ham radio.
Ham.
Yeah, whoa, the first joke. Made out of ham.
Testing, Mr. President.
Made out of ham.
Testing,
folks.
Testing.
Folks, welcome to another episode of My Wife Hates Me.
Uh-huh. I really did last week. I really did.
Which is, we'll get to that. Which is a tough episode to do because we're following our live show. Which was amazing.
Do you have gum in your mouth?
No. I want to thank everybody that was involved in the live show, starting off with Jim Norton.
Okay.
Bobby Kelly.
We already thanked them during the live show.
No. Bobby Kelly. Kelly.
I feel like this is overthinking.
What's Kelly's name?
It's overthinking. I don't know her last name. I call her Kelly Australia.
Dave Smith for opening. The Village Underground for letting us use their place.
We're Dave Smith opened, but they didn't put him on the thing. And they cut out a lot of... You did an opening.
I told them to take the stand-up out.
Oh.
I told them. Here's our deal.
But then there was stuff that didn't make sense in the podcast.
Why?
Because just some things that you pointed out in the audience and then it was called back later.
Oh. Well, here's what I like. We're going to do our third live podcast.
We have a guest host?
We don't have a guest host. I'm going to ask the audience.
Oh, for their guests?
Who would you like for your guest host? Here's what we're thinking.
Guest marriage counselor.
Opie and Anthony. Colin Quinn. Who else? Judy Gold. I would love to get Judy Gold.
Michael Ian Black.
Michael
Ian.
I think
would be great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's let them pick their own. I'm sure they have their own.
No, but
ideas.
Out of those, because those will be the next, runners up for our next one. I mean, we told Opie he's going to do one.
That'll be one that we do in Montreal if we go.
It doesn't look like we're going to Montreal. They didn't
Why?
Tell. Well, it's in July. It's June now, and no one's told us anything.
Well, Rick just talked to them.
And what'd they say?
They're watching the movie, and they're deciding what they're going to do.
Oh, brother. He's not even selling us, saying that we are part of Opie and Anthony, and they'll be up there. Oh, well, whatever.
I don't know. You can't control everything. You got to just let some things go.
Bonnie went to CrossFit today. I noticed Bonnie goes to CrossFit. And there's a lot of new members at her CrossFit she was telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
And before Bonnie goes into CrossFit, she takes off her wedding ring and her
Sometimes I don't do
ring.
It before. Sometimes I do it during. Sometimes I forget and then I remember because it hurts my hand.
It never hurt your hand at the gym.
I never did weight. I never... It's like I'm CrossFit is like you're training.
But how
for
could a ring hurt your hand on weights? All you're doing is grabbing. How do the rings hurt? There's no possible. Tell me how the. What do you.
They
what,
do.
What
they
exercise just, does the ring hurt?
The anytime rings. I do any kind of like toes to bar or chin ups or.
You're not even. The ring's not even touching
it
anything.
It does hurt. I can't. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. You don't have to believe me.
Well, you know what? I'm
it's a pain in the butt to take it off, so.
I'm going to start going over to the CrossFit with you so they know you're married because.
You're so crazy. They don't care one tiny bit.
You know, from now on when I go on stage, I'm going to take my ring off going, you know what?
It's I don't care. Do whatever you feel like
it's,
doing.
It's distracting.
Oh, does it
to the
hurt
audience.
When you hold the mic?
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts when I hold
the
mic.
I had to give you your own excuse right now.
It's distracting to the audience when they're staring at my diamond ring the whole time.
So do whatever you got to do. Turn it around or something. I don't know.
I'm going to have to take it off.
Take it off then. I don't care. I don't care. If you want to cheat on me, go cheat on me. There's nothing I can do. I'm not going to sit around trying to figure out.
I'm not saying I'm cheating. I'm just saying I'm taking
my
ring
off. I'm just saying,
off.
Well, that's what it comes down to. That's what it ends up being, right?
No.
Why are you taking your ring off?
Because it hurts when I hold the mic.
No, you're saying that to me. You're saying, basically, how could it possibly hurt? Why would you possibly take your ring off? I don't do it for shits and giggles. It's a pain in the ass to take the rings off and go to my car.
You might lose
and lock
them. I'm
them
scared
in there.
You might lose them.
Okay, that's a valid, you know, thing.
That's
I'm scared that I might lose them too. But that's
and you've lost things in the past. You don't have a good track
now
record.
Now you're gonna okay. So now you're angry at something that hasn't happened yet.
I'm not angry. I'm just saying
No, that definitely came out as anger.
That wasn't anger. I'm just saying you don't have a good track record when it comes to losing.
I agree. I agree. But I don't. You know what? I don't control you. You don't control me.
You can't lose that ring because we're not covered. We are covered with the insurance company, but we can't put in another claim. We can't put in a claim.
If I lose it, I will put in the claim. That's why you have insurance.
And then they'll drop us.
I'm not going to lose the ring. What do you want me to do? Why don't I just take this ring off?
I thought you bought gloves.
I do wear gloves also, in addition to. I have very sensitive hands.
So the gloves over the ring and the ring hurts.
Yes.
All right, folks, we also want you to tweet if you believe this.
Okay, what other reason could it possibly be? For an hour, I'm pretending I'm not married.
No, I don't
it's
know.
Like I have a kid with me. I have a kid with me the entire time.
Well, you think there's a million, trillion, million people that are married?
I'm just saying, I don't think that, you know.
I'm not starting a fight. I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
I'm saying you're ridiculous.
I'm saying, okay, people.
If you want to take my rings and buy me some shit thing to put there.
No, that's
that
beautiful.
That would make you feel better. I'll do that. That's fine. I don't care.
Will you take them off too?
Yes, because they hurt my finger.
Do you take your bracelets off?
I don't wear any jewelry. I don't know. Do you know who I am? Have you ever met me? Hi, I'm Bonnie, your wife. Never wore earrings.
Yeah, I bought you diamond earrings. Where are they? Remember? Two pairs.
Well, I mean, you keep buying them for me. I'm not wearing them, am I?
No.
Yeah, because I don't wear jewelry.
You used to wear costume jewelry. Because your family always gave you fake jewelry for birthdays and.
Yes, they still give me jewelry.
It's like,
occasional wear a necklace.
They give you
it
shit
happens
that looks
once
like,
in a while.
They give you stuff that.
If you
like,
see me wearing a necklace, it's like what?
They give you
it's
bracelets.
All what?
Bracelets like you would see like Wonder Woman wearing or something like big Canadian.
I mean, occasionally you're right. I occasionally wear a bracelet sometimes.
Big Canadian bracelets they send
you. What? Yeah, some lesbian.
That your father
gear.
Makes in the barn on the Zanvil.
All right, let's tie with
he hammers them down. He ball peens them and he makes bracelets. And they give them to you. So, anyhow, so the live show went great. Bonnie auditioned for David Letterman's show.
I didn't audition. I had a meeting before. I showed them my set. I basically already got the show.
Yeah,
I've already done it two times
set.
Before. This will be the third time. I was just showing them the set.
Showing them your material.
Right.
She was quite funny. And very impressive.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
I was so impressed. I took her out for Japanese.
Me and Linz.
Your buddy Lindsay.
Yeah.
Now, I over the weekend was at the Stress Factory. Now, the second show Saturday, this guy and his girl always come in there. They're both overweight. But the last time he came in, they said they had either some kind of operation or do, and they're losing a lot of weight. You know,
what do you mean?
They say, he said he lost like 70, 80 pounds. She lost whatever.
Wait. This is the other couple.
This is the heavy couple.
Right.
From, this is the last time I worked there. But he's come a lot to see us.
Right. I know exactly who he is.
He has glasses.
Yeah. He's sometimes he's even at the Wednesday night shows.
So he was there this week.
Oh, we should have went to open mic tonight.
He was there with his girl and another girl that was a lot bigger. So I said, oh, who's this? He goes, that's my new girlfriend. So the other girl that he was losing weight with was sitting to his left.
She was there too?
Yeah, not his girlfriend. So I said to him...
Wait, what? They were, did they come together?
All three of them? Yeah. So, like, she was...
That's weird.
She was kind of... She was big.
I know, but do you think... But, like, I know what's going to happen here.
Well, okay, I said to him, you broke up with her and went to her. I go, you're a real chubby chaser, as a joke. And they all laughed because they always make fun. And then the bigger girl said to me, yeah, we saw you at Gotham. I go, and then I...
This is from the audience, she said.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, we saw you at Gotham. I go, I didn't see you?
Well, that's... My neighbor told me exactly what you said.
I go, what did I say? I said, I didn't see you?
She said, you said, how could I not have seen you?
I didn't say it like that.
That's what she said that you said.
I don't think so. I said,
My neighbor was there, told me the story.
I said, I didn't see you. Anyhow, after the show, the one girl, who's not the girlfriend anymore, was upset.
She goes, the skinnier one.
The skinnier one. She goes, oh, you said I was fat. And I never said that once. But they always make jokes about it. And I didn't say, you know, and I'm just like, you know.
I know, but like, why? Like, okay, but you
I
had a situation there. Can I just say this? Like, I'm just, you are chewing gum. You are chewing gum. And people, it's not, irritating people. They can hear it.
I'm doing it so lightly, they can't hear it.
Well, then why are people keep tweeting that it's annoying?
Watch, I'm not going to even chew. I'm just going to put it in my lip. But people.
No, you can, because it's, look.
Listen,
this is like when you were a smoker, you'd always be like, you can't smell it. You always said it. You'd be smoking in the car and we'd be like, and you'd be like, you can't smell it.
You love to say things
for other people when it suits you. It's like you want to chew the Nicorette gum, so you're like, they can't hear it, despite all claims that they can hear it. Despite many, many people saying it's annoying, you will still do it. If I was doing it, you would lose your mind. Do you not see that about yourself?
Okay, I'm not going to chew it once. If you hear it, then
I don't hear it. I'm not up at the mic. That's not where my ear is. But if you were it talking in my ear, I might be able to hear it.
What were you going to say after that? Before that, what were you going to say? And Bonnie came down here dressed all sexy in a dress and heels, wearing heels. I think she wants to. I thought you couldn't do anything for like a couple of days.
I don't have my period for 2 fucking weeks.
When did you have it? Didn't you recently have it?
Oh my God, forget it.
When did you have it?
Do you want me to start like putting some kind of like, I'll put a red P on the door so you know.
Oh, you don't have it anymore?
Oh my God. I don't understand how you do not know how women work.
90% of the time I'm with you, you're like cranky and bleeding and fucking.
I'm not bleeding because my period. I'm taking a fucking knife to my genitals in a way to.
Oh, so you came down here
deal with my pain,
all like sexed up, wanting to hubba hubba.
I really don't.
Huh? We're running out of TV shows, so we're gonna only have sex to fall back on. We are running out of shows.
No.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black is coming.
What do you call it? Americans is done. Mad Men
is
done.
No, this is really what people want to listen to. Here's the thing about, let's get back to the fatties. Here's the thing about that situation. Okay. Yes, you can make fun of fat people if you want to. That's your prerogative.
No, I don't really make fun of fat people.
And I've seen you do it before.
No, barely. I barely do.
You like to say, like, no. I don't do stuff, but you do it.
No,
and
not
you did
that
do
much.
It, and in this situation,
I don't really make fun of them no more than they do of themselves. Go ahead. What were you saying?
What do you get, like, some kind of survey before the show? How much do you make fun of yourself?
No, when I've talked to them before, they've joked around.
Well, but you do realize, like, when people make jokes about themselves, that's up to them. Like if you were to say something about being Jewish, and then somebody said something about you being Jewish, you would feel that that would upset you, wouldn't it?
Here's what gets you wrong.
How do you twist it?
Here's how you get this wrong. People know what I do. They come and sit in the front row every time. So they expect to get a little ribbing. They expect a little ribbing because they sit in the front row every time, and they know at times I can be an aggressive comic. I have toned down a lot. I don't do that much crowd work as I used to. I'm bored with it. You know, the new CD only has a little. You heard it. Very good CD.
I know, but once again, you told me there was no crowd work in the CD. And then when we were listening to it,
there was one thing. There was
quite a bit of it.
There wasn't quite a bit of it. There was like two things of it. Why would you say quite a bit of it?
Well, what I heard. It's like you don't know yourself or something.
It's not quite a bit. There's more. There's 90% material. Did you like the new CD?
I think it's great. You're a very good comedian.
Why do you say that?
What are you talking about? I've never, ever said you weren't a good comic, ever.
I was working on this new bit. It's going to be a great bit if I can figure it out.
I don't like this part when you tell me your bits.
I'm trying to figure it out about the birdhouse, the bird that we can't get a bird to. We bought one of those birdhouses.
You're really going to do this right now?
No, I'm telling the people. We bought a birdhouse that you could see.
I know. That's the part that I'm saying you're really going to do this.
You could see.
That you're telling... untested joke.
No, I'm not telling a joke. I'm telling the story behind the birdhouse. We bought a birdhouse that you could see inside. You put it on your window with suction cups. Mm-hmm. I saw it late night on TV, and I bought it at Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing to your fucking face? What are you doing?
Oh, does that bother you? Does it bother you?
What, that you're pulling your lip?
Oh, I didn't know that it bothered you that I would pull my lip. I didn't realize that would bother you.
Why wouldn't it?
Huh?
Why wouldn't it bother me that you're pulling your lip out?
Why wouldn't it bother you?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Of course it's bothering me.
Oh, like you having a gum in your lip. Oh, but you don't expect that should bother me.
Why is it bothering you? You can't even tell.
Of course I can tell.
You can't tell.
You're like, I'm tired to tell a story like this.
So we have
juices
this.
Flowing down out your lips. It's like, it's
no.
I can't believe you think, like, oh, no one's gonna notice for sure this. If anybody notices a gummy lip, then let me know because I don't have any gummy lip.
When she exaggerates.
When she exaggerates, folks, nothing. I got nothing in my lip.
Good, make fun of the way I talk.
I'm not making fun of the way, I'm making fun of the fact that you have. I'm making fun of the way you talk when you have a big chunk of gum in your lip. It's so awful. It's like, it reminds me of like those guys that put like tobacco in their lip and, oh, it's so gross.
We bought this birdhouse.
Palace birdhouse.
Oh, you know what else I'm pissed off about?
What?
I bought the birdhouse for Raina.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep pulling your lip? Is that how you're going to do this, the whole podcast?
I don't know how to make you see. See that? That's what people don't like. They can hear that.
I put it to the bottom of my lip. Now you can't see it.
I can't believe that you can't go a few minutes without sucking on a Nicorette gum.
I bought this birdhouse for my daughter so we could watch the bird.
Oh my God, it's worse. I bought this birdhouse for my daughter so that we could watch a bird. Just take it out. Really? Then don't do a podcast. Then forfeit your podcast.
There.
But I'm honestly, what if you had to do a TV show or something? You really couldn't go without doing putting the gum in? You can't go 45 minutes without a piece of gum? Just answer the question.
Yeah, I can.
Then do it.
Not tonight, I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm already set on it.
I'm already set on it? Where are you from?
Plainfield.
I'm already set on it. Why, I've been fixing to have this gum for a while. Come on.
All right, stop. You're making something out of nothing.
I'm making something out of something.
Now you can't tell. Now you can't tell. I don't sound any different. You can't even see it. Let's move on. We have a lot to talk about.
It's amazing to me that you're that addicted to the gum. I'm sad for you.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if that's a thank you moment.
So I bought this birdhouse so my daughter and I could watch
this
the bird.
This is a terrific story, by the way.
Could watch a bird make a nest.
And
we
really
could watch
it.
We can't get a bird to make a nest in our fucking... Then Rain and I planted flowers on the side of the house. Uh-huh. And the fucking motherfuckers cut them all down. Mowed them down, and I emailed the guy at the goddamn, you know, the condo who always emails us when he has a complaint, and he didn't get back to me. I'm going to email him. Go, you know, it's funny when you have a complaint, you send an email out, but you have not responded to my email. I'm going to send him that email. That's what I'm going to send him. Okay.
What email?
The one
you just made up in your head right now.
No, I sent him one saying, "Look, your landscaping crew cut all my." Kids' flowers, 6-year-old's flowers down.
Yeah.
I want new flowers replanted, and he hasn't got back to me. So I'm going to I'm gonna send him an email.
Or just say, I'm going to plant new flowers. Can you make sure they don't do that
again? No, I don't want to plant new. I want him to come and put a bunch of flower beds in there. Because they did it. I'm sick of this fucking...
It didn't look like... There was a ton of weeds in there. How could anyone have known?
The flowers were coming up. They were ready.
I know, but there were, like, you got to pick the weeds.
Once the flowers get up, then I would have picked the weeds. I didn't know the difference. I didn't know which.
Well, usually when you plant them, you do a little.
There was no weeds when I planted them. We planted them early. There was no weeds. It was just dirt.
Well,
and now that's what's there again.
I don't know for sure it's the gardener's fault. I mean,
Well, why would they cut the fucking dirt?
They're cutting the weeds. It looked bad. There was a lot of weeds in there.
You're going to stick up for the goddamn land?
I'm just saying if I was... No, I'm
saying
this.
There were tomato plants. Didn't you guys plant tomatoes?
It looked like plants were planted there when I did it. That's why they didn't tear them up. Because I put new dirt, new topsoil on. I took out all the weeds, all the debris. And I planted...
When did you do that?
Every other time. I just didn't do it this year. I planted stuff there. I planted herb garden once. I planted a flower garden once.
All I'm putting is a fucking note there. Do not cut this area. And I'm putting new flowers for me and Raina. It's too late for flowers to grow.
But you don't see your point at all?
It's too
late. Their point at all? You don't see the other side of it?
Yeah, because they've never cut there before.
Yeah, they
ever.
Have.
No, never. And it's too late to grow flowers. The spring is done.
You
unless
can still grow flowers. Just go get a bedding plant.
I'm going to put a note, a big one. Keep your fucking mowers away. And then I was
They thought they were doing you a favor.
Then I was supposed to do this gig in New Orleans that was canceled.
Uh-huh.
And the guy...
Gardeners again.
What's that?
Nothing.
And some guy emails me, oh, the guy that booked you committed suicide. And then... He's like, well, say, yeah, really? What are the odds? There's no gig there. And the guy that booked me committed suicide. I'm not giving any names now, but
can
I will.
Can you Facebook the guy that supposedly committed suicide to find out if he really.
Let's see. And then some other guy goes, I'm taking care of all his business. I'll send you the money, your airline, your flight money. 3 weeks ago, hasn't sent anything. He's saying, oh, I sent it. I have the receipt on my desk. Who would have a fucking receipt for sending a check? You know, he's just a liar. They're fucking liars. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
They contacted you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to make them do a deposit.
I usually do, but this guy, just for some reason.
Especially the people that don't seem like they have the money. You got to do a deposit.
Yeah, well, this fucking clown. So now the guy's like,
you got to get a deposit from now.
I go, I'm going to go on the radio and on Twitter and get to the bottom, find out if this dude is dead.
And did you tell him? also our podcast.
I didn't say our podcast. That's why I'm not saying any names now. Okay, but if I don't get this fucking money, my goddamn airline money, within a week.
I didn't get my airline money from Boston yet.
Yeah, but that's a legitimate festival you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but they should still, they were, that was kind of a while ago. Yeah. Why didn't I get it yet?
I'm furious, you know, either say, hey, fuck you, I'm not paying you, or don't say I'm paying you and not pay you. You know what I mean? Like, just say, fuck it, you're beat, and then I'll deal with it then. But don't go, oh, I'm going to pay you. And then, you know, what kind? Then I go, I'm going to go on radio and blast you guys and just tell the, he goes, I'm a lawyer. If you drag anybody's name through the mud, I go,
who cares if he's a lawyer?
Yeah, I go, don't, you're a lawyer.
You're first a lawyer. You should know you have to pay your debts.
Yeah. So yesterday was 3 weeks. Every week I'll write, oh, 3 weeks. I go, no check. You're a liar. I didn't write that. I wrote.
You didn't write you're a liar. You should.
I wrote real.
You might want to call the number on that receipt.
I go a real classy guy. So eventually, I'm going to put his name on Twitter, and we'll find out if there's anybody in New Orleans can investigate to see if this dude is around or if he did kill himself. If he did kill himself,
then you're the fucking jackass.
I'm not the jackass and the lawyer that said he was covering all his debts.
Oh, true.
I'm not the jackass, but he didn't kill himself. No one just all of a sudden kills themselves.
People do all of a sudden kill themselves.
Not ones that are supposed to open a club and a club doesn't open. That's just an excuse.
Well, that sounds like a reason to kill yourself, like your hopes and dreams. I'm just saying, like,
and then
you know,
the guy, when he was supposed to
I don't think he killed himself. I am with you. But I feel like your excuse of people don't just up and kill themselves is a flawed argument.
No, he was supposed to send me a deposit, and he'd get back to me for a week. He goes, yeah, I was gone. My father died. He was at his father's funeral. So,
oh, my God. A lot of people really
yeah, there's
dying.
A lot of death around this fucking guy.
I think he's doing it.
Oh, no names, no whatever. All I know is I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
And I'm getting my airline money. That's all I want. Fucking put out money. I mean, I ended up taking a weekend in Houston at Planet Hollywood, where I'm going to fly into New Orleans then, because I already had, then go to Houston. I had to pay extra ticket. You know, it's like a small room. It's like a 45 seat room.
Oh my God.
Or 50 seat room in Planet Hollywood.
Weird.
Unless we sell a lot of tickets, then they'll use a big room, but they do it in a small room. I'll do four shows. You know, if I can make a couple grand and still not lose the week, because July's slow. July's like fucking, I have no work in July because I didn't try. Because we're going to take a vacation for a week, waiting to hear about Montreal.
Well, I'm going to Magoobies.
I mean, I was supposed to go to
end of July.
I was supposed to go to Illinois. I better book that flight. Bloomington.
But you're road dog.
Ugh, I don't want to do it. I don't fucking want to do it. So I bought Bonnie a car yesterday.
Thank you.
I went there. Okay, Bonnie's other car was a 2008 BMW. It had
love this kind of stuff.
It had 80,000 miles. Her other car had 80,000 miles. So I said, you know what? It's only got 20,000 more. It needs tires and all that shit, right?
What is this? So is there anything interesting about this story?
Well, when you got there and complained, it didn't have power seats.
I didn't complain.
Yeah.
I did not complain.
Are you losing?
I did not complain.
You go, there's no power seats?
First of all, Bluetooth? I never brought up that I didn't have power seats. You did. You said it. I never said that. I said, there's no Bluetooth. Why isn't there Bluetooth? Because I thought the more newer cars had Bluetooth. And you said, it doesn't have it. Then I didn't say one thing after that. I didn't say like, then I said, oh, we thought we were getting this one. And it was like the most expensive SUV there as a joke. Rain and I were like saying like, oh, we thought we were getting that one.
Oh, now you're bringing her in on your jokes. You and Raina.
We were like, you know, and then busting your chops. I didn't complain. I never one time. You're crazy. If I didn't show you the amount of appreciation, that's a different thing.
Okay.
But complain? I did not.
And then I was there for 3 hours, you know.
Yeah.
And then Bonnie gets in the car and leaves without saying goodbye.
Well, because the guy was standing there.
What does that mean?
Because he was showing me the stuff and I sat in the car and Raina got in and put her thing on. And he kept saying like, Raina put her seatbelt on. And then he goes, well, you can go. Well, and I was like, oh, he was, well, he meant it's
you
rich.
Were done.
He meant
yeah,
but
were...
I didn't know. And then I thought I just, like, he was just standing there, like, he said it twice. He goes, I guess he can go. Because the first time I was like, oh, well, how much longer is Rich going to be or whatever? He goes, he's just going to be like 5 more minutes. And then, like, it was an awkward pause. And he goes, so I guess you can go. And then so I was like, okay, thanks. And I left.
Well, but you just said, well, hold on. I'm going to say goodbye to my husband.
Well, I should have, but I'm socially ridiculous. I don't know what I'm doing. And I get sweaty palms when I'm talking
really?
To people.
You don't know how to say, oh, you're right. I'm going to leave. But I should say
well,
goodbye.
Well, because I would have had to get out of the car, get Rain out of the car, walk in. Then, and listen, I'm not saying this to be whatever, but it could have just as easily been like I walked back in there and you've been like, you can go. You would have. It could
I would
have
never said that. I would have said.
I don't know that, though. Like, I sometimes think like, what would Rich do? And it could go either way in my mind. I never know the right
way. I would never
leave.
Which
is the thing that's going to get me yelled at. I don't know.
I would never leave because, one, we had to make plans.
I knew you were going to, you would be like this. She's got a doctor's appointment at 6:30. Go. Like, I could just as easily see that happening.
And Bonnie made me get Raina a doctor's appointment for mosquito bites.
she had some bites at her butt.
She had bites on her butt, and she had five.
But they weren't itchy, and they were all in a semicircle.
And the doctor looked
like
at,
a very, like.
The doctor thought we were fucking nuts bringing our daughter in for mosquito bites.
Well, her friend got taken in for the same thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, so then that doctor thought that person was
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, so what? Better
well, I
got to
call the
sleep. I was wanted to pay the.
I got to call the sleep.
$25 copay.
I got to call the sleep apnea center for
okay.
a consultation.
Another great thing to bring up. These are all great topics.
Okay, you bring up some talking. Bonnie didn't talk to me last week.
No,
hardly.
Barely at all. And Rich didn't seem to. I think he thought we were getting along really well.
You were mad because one day I didn't wake up or something?
Because I don't want to get into it, honestly, because I'll get mad and then we'll have some fight and you'll just defend yourself to the death. And I don't feel like doing it. That's why I didn't talk to you, because I was like, how can I possibly? And then all that'll happen in this conversation will be, you'll be like, I bought you a new car. I bought you
no,
a new car.
That's
I bought you a new car.
That's not to do with anything. That's you needed a car. You would have bought
I
it
needed
for me.
New tires is what I needed.
And the trim was falling off. The car was dirty.
Yeah, when we stop, we never. The minute I have to take it through a car wash, we go get a new car.
You know, if you're ever in Flemington, you can go to that place and get your car washed for free.
Yeah, but I know you told me that before. Thank you.
I did mine yesterday.
Oh.
When I pulled in,
just a perk of the.
When I pulled in,
BMW.
And I told the guy, I'm not buying the car. They have like stuff like at BMW. You could buy like shirts, and they have a bicycle there for $1,100. Like, who goes into BMW and goes, you know what? I'm going to buy that $1,100 bicycle. Then they have little like motor cars for kids.
Yeah,
that
was on sale for like $1,400.
Yeah, and you know they have you know watches and cups, and they had a dozen Pro V ones and a golf bag. I said, well, I want the golf balls in the golf bag if I buy the car.
They then go, I said I wanted a hat. I didn't get it.
Well, you didn't push it. I could have got you the hat.
He
I got
goes,
a BMW.
He gave me a. He goes, I can't get you a hat, but I can give you this keychain.
I got a million BMW keychains. Big deal. Whoa. A
I know,
chain?
But like that's the thing. And then I just go, oh, thank you. That is so sweet. Thank you so much.
You did it in Sarah's voice? Is that how you did it?
Sarah who?
Silverman.
Never.
That's how you sounded, just like her.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you've never heard me say thank you before.
So Bonnie didn't talk to me for like, no, it wasn't a week, it was like 3 days.
No, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. I was actively angry for at least 5, maybe 6
no.
days. Yes, I was.
No.
Yes, I was. I no. just got over it. I just got over it. It's funny to you.
There's no reason you should get that angry over little things.
Well,
I don't want to argue.
Okay,
away.
But I'm just going to tell you, it is hard to not be angry when, like, I'm willing to do the lion's share of things. That's fine.
The lion's share.
Yeah, yeah. Which would normally be a man's job, but I'm working at many, many things right now.
We all are.
I know that you always like to do that when I'm explaining my point, but I don't go golfing. I don't spend an entire day golfing, okay?
I don't
I never
spend
do.
The entire day.
I can barely get to First my all, workouts.
I don't say the whole day golfing. Why? Look at you. That's your dress is all up and underwear
Stop
hanging
it.
Out.
Stop it.
What do you can't be
my
sexy.
My underwear is not hanging out. That makes it sound horrible.
You got two big bites. Oh, you want to meet?
They're
me
not
make,
bites. They're from
want
the.
Want me to make a doctor's appointment? You got mosquito bites.
They're not. It's from the bar at the. You know, we had to do like, what do you call them?
Pull-ups?
Thrusters or whatever. And you have to rest the bar right here on your chest.
Well, you got two bumps.
Yeah, it's just from the bar. I had to do like 100 of them.
I think CrossFit's a scam.
Good. Don't do it.
A lot of people do.
Great.
I read online. A lot of people.
I'm happy for you and I'm happy for them. I think golf is a scam.
So do I.
I really do.
I think it's overplayed.
I mean,
I think it's
fucking made up that game? Think about it. It's like people just like, put a hole anywhere, first of all. There's no like consistency to it. Par, whatever. And then they're like, well, what happens if you get one over? We'll call it a bogey. What about two under? An eagle. And then somebody goes, oh, okay, let's call it. Like, it's just the
How
most
do you fucking know what an eagle is?
Stupidest things. If somebody's going to get hit in the head, you yell four. What the fuck? What? Four? Like, why would they? It's just some drunk guy making shit up, and then other people like, okay.
But how do you know what an eagle is?
That's why people in golf, the tradition is to wear fucked up clothing, because they're just and you could walk around and drink and hit a ball. I mean, of course drunk people made it up. Of course.
But why would you?
Didn't the Scots invent it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking losers.
Of the whole
drunken losers.
The whole country?
Yeah.
I didn't like Scotland when I went there.
I've never been.
I've been there.
I don't know anything about it.
I've been to Edinburgh.
I know golf is a fucking scam.
Well,
it's very expensive to what? To do what? Why don't you just go in the backyard and hit the ball around? What's the difference?
If you, you know, I mean, I kind of agree
kinda
or disagree.
Agree with what?
Like
golf,
the top,
is a scam?
Some of the top golfers are worth millions and millions and millions. How much do you think the top,
CrossFit? Is that what you're trying to say?
CrossFit guy.
Yeah, they're billionaires.
Yeah, do you think this one CrossFit billionaire?
I don't know. The guy who probably made it up probably is. I don't know. That's not why I do it. I'm not doing it to be a millionaire.
How dumb CrossFit
is. Do you really think of like doing it? Oh, are you getting anything out of it? Are you getting? Are you make? I didn't realize. Are you making money
on golf?
Off golf?
I get free clothing. I get a lot of free stuff from golf.
I get free back rubs. I mean,
you know what? You know how CrossFit started? There was a bunch of old like backhoe tires laying around. Someone goes, move those tires. And the guy was flipping the tires to move them. Going, man.
They started noticing his muscles were rippling.
I am fucking exhausted from this. I bet if I do this every day and then take a medicine ball and jump up and down against the wall.
Good. You go do whatever workout that you want to do. I notice when you're at the gym, you're working out your fucking jaw a lot more than anything else.
Are you crazy?
You're just standing there with losers yakking about God knows what, showing off your tattoos. You're just constantly. That's all I see is you like. This is what I see from where I'm on the treadmill. I can see you just miming at your arm. People, oh, look at me. I'm talking to Rich Voss. They have to tell their wives, no, he's a comedian. I know he looks like an idiot, but he's not. He's famous. Their wives like, who's that loser? That's Rich Voss. He's got a lot of, my friend at the gym, she's like, oh, yeah, do you like those tattoos? I go, I don't know. I don't care.
What friend at the gym tonight?
No, this is before the religious woman. She was like, I didn't know Jews were allowed to have tattoos.
When did she say that?
I don't know.
The religious lady?
Yes, a few weeks ago. She was like, oh, well, I'm glad my husband doesn't have any.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she always says stuff like that.
What else?
She's also like, I'm glad my husband is going to heaven.
But her and her husband don't get along that well.
You can't, what if, God forbid, they hear over here?
They wouldn't listen to this. There's too much cursing and anti-God.
She wanted to come to your show when you were at the Stress Factory. Oh, my God. I was like, no, you can't. And then she's like, why? I go, it's adult.
But first of all, what neighbor talked to you about seeing me? The one that lives upstairs or...
No, I don't Jessica. Even know who that is, who you're talking about.
That lives
the
upstairs.
The tall guy?
No, not the tall guy. The guy and his wife with the dog.
I don't know them. I honestly couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
Then who,
I don't know.
Yes, who do you say, who do you talk to that saw me?
Jessica.
What'd she say?
She said you were hysterical. I already told you this. That's what
no,
you're,
you didn't.
You're, yes.
No.
That's what
no.
you're pumping me to say.
No,
again.
I didn't hear it. I didn't know you even talked to her. What she? I didn't know her and her husband had a good time.
She said that she looked over at him and never saw him laughing that hard, and he looked over at her and never saw her laughing that hard before.
Really? Throughout the show?
At the first guy. Then you came on.
Oh.
No, they thought you were very funny.
Like on a 1 to 10 scale.
You went to 11. I bet they had some.
They must think I'm famous.
They said they were doing your bits all the way home.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
That was nice. I got them free tickets and they had a night out.
Don't worry, their kids are going to be hugely famous. You get in now.
All the kids or just two of them? Or one of them?
Well, the littlest one doesn't really work yet, but two of them are
in fucking mate.
In huge movies.
I know. It's yeah. unbelievable.
We're going to be the, like when people start talking about famous people from Hillsborough, it'll be them.
At the pool. They're going to steal our thunder at
They're
the pool,
steal
those kids.
Those kids.
Those goddamn God, kids are going to steal our thunder.
They're really good kids, too. They're
the littlest kid is the coolest looking kid with his hair. He looks like a little like kid that was selling newspapers in Chicago or something.
Yeah. He's always smiling, that kid. Anyway, nobody cares about these kids.
Okay, what else? Okay, let's. So we should start. What should we talk about?
Oh, come on, we got to be done.
No, we got about 7-8 more minutes.
I can't do it for 8 more minutes. I just can't.
You can
There's nothing
do
I
can.
Like, I'm looking at you. You are bringing nothing to this. You haven't said one interesting, funny thing.
Yes, I was trying to talk about the bird.
That's not interesting or fun. Like, if yes. I wouldn't listen to a podcast where people are talking about a birdhouse.
Well, no, because we're married and we have kids and people do that. They buy those things and they buy those things like where you can see the bird make a nest. And probably a lot of them are going through what I'm going through and can't get a fucking bird. It's not like it's a Section 8 birdhouse. It's a beautiful birdhouse. I even put bird feed in there to get them to lure them in so they could go, hey.
They took it out.
No. Oh. No. I mean, I get the bird.
Well, you're not supposed to touch it.
That's bullshit. I asked the people at the goddamn, at the pet store about that. They go, it's the babies you're not supposed to touch, or the nest, or the eggs.
Or the house.
No.
I love, though, that you think, like, some fucking pimply-faced fucking 19-year-old
oh, really?
That works at a fucking...
He was
knows
working,
anything about anything.
Oh, really? The guy that works the bird section at Pet Value or whatever?
Yeah, the guy who works the bird section at Pet Value, I'm
yeah,
going to bet, or, doesn't know anything about fucking birds.
Really? All day long he's selling birds and bird feed and bird houses, but he knows nothing about birds?
Correct.
Nothing.
Maybe more than me, but...
You
less,
know anything
less
about
than somebody who has the internet.
I'm going to go to LA in August.
Whoa. And get a bird?
I'm going to LA in August. And I'm going to get in on Tuesday evening. And I want to Tuesday evening, like the 19th. And I want to do a bunch of podcasts on the Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then Thursday morning before I drive down to San Diego.
Okay.
So what podcast should I line up? Rogan, of course.
These are things you should probably talk about off mic.
Well, I want to put it out there. Folks, I'm coming to LA.
Oh, you're asking the folks what podcast should Rich Voss do?
No, the podcast listeners. I'm telling them I'm going to come into town. I want to do their podcast. I want to do Rogan.
You just said, what podcast should I do?
No, okay, this is what I want to do.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Listen to me.
No, I don't want to
I'm
anymore.
I'm going to do Rogan.
You're driving me crazy.
Rogan.
Yes. Can we be done?
I should do Marin. Jay Moore. And Adam Carolla. And they probably all hate each other.
I doubt it.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk to you anymore at all.
How about that good movie we watched the other night with Kevin Costner?
It was horrible. Movies are so bad. I don't even want
to
watch.
We have
movie
to watch
anymore.
A movie tonight because we have no TV show.
Why do we have to watch something every night? Like,
well, what else are we going to do?
Play Scrabble. Remember when we used to play Scrabble?
Yeah. We used to kiss too.
Remember Raiden tonight at dinner said, like, there was a kid that was trying to kiss her today because they were like the king and the queen. And she goes, he kept trying to kiss me because I guess we weren't married yet. She kept saying that. I guess we weren't married yet. I was like, what does that have to do with anything? And she goes, well, you only kiss before marriage. I was like, married people don't kiss? She goes, no. Interesting. We've seen.
What?
That's from us.
No, she's seen us kiss. We do like hello and goodbye kisses.
She's seen us kiss. She's seen us hug. She's seen us 69.
We've never done 69. Tonight we're doing 69.
Oh, that's the thing you picked out of that sentence is erroneous.
I've known you for 10 years. Not once have we done 69.
I just said she's seen us 69, but you decided to fact check the part of the 69. Not that our daughter watched us do some horrible sex act.
No, I'm just saying that the fact that you would bring that after 10 years, not one time, isn't that kind of weird? Ugh, to not do it once?
It makes my stomach hurt to think about it.
Why? Let's do it tonight.
No, I can't.
Let's do it tonight.
It's so gross.
No, here's what we'll do.
It doesn't turn me on at all. It's like horrendous. Like, certain sex acts are dirty and they're like, it's good because, you know, it's like, you want it to be dirty in a way. But that one is just like,
we'll put food in the middle of us and we'll eat our way to the food. What do you mean it's so gross?
I don't know. There's just something like,
you probably did it with somebody that doesn't know how to do it.
What?
You had a bad experience with it. That's what happened.
I can't, you know, I got to concentrate on one or the other.
You don't
like winking at me?
No, I guess I'm in my eye.
All right.
You also,
you guys, thanks for sticking
in.
Thanks for sticking
through. No, we got 5 minutes.
No, we don't. We've definitely done enough time.
We did 45 minutes.
You told me this podcast was only going to be 45 minutes long. I say, let the people go. They want to.
Yeah, but we didn't cover enough stuff this time.
Well, then step it up.
You
start
said,
covering.
Why? But why do I always got to?
Because
step
it's your
up?
Podcast, and I'm just the
how's
color
it my podcast now.
My wife hates me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's you. That you own that.
No.
It's not about me. My wife doesn't hate me.
When we do the live show, you're yapping and yapping like you're running the goddamn thing. You're like, woo.
It's just nerves.
It's not nerves.
That's just nervousness.
You know. And, you know, I wasn't going to do comedy, but they asked me to do it.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's a live show.
Who cares?
I'm saying I was really funny.
Oh, is that what you're fishing for?
No, I'm not fishing for anything.
I couldn't really pay attention because I was like nervous to go on.
How fucking funny was Norton? God, was
Norton
he funny.
Norton was great.
He was fucking funny, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fun. You get energized by the crowd and everything. And
who are we going to get next? I want Colin. Colin's so busy working on this movie.
And he's shooting a special.
He's shooting a special too?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know.
Who said he was shooting one?
I don't know. I read on Twitter or something.
Oh, probably the one, his fucking thing, his new one. What is it? What's this one? Constitution?
Hey.
Unconstitutional.
Yeah. Do you keep winking at me?
No, I got some. My eye hurts. I think you ever scratch your eyeball?
You can. It happens.
I think I did something.
What, just this minute?
Nah, for a day or two. I think a bug went in the other day and laid eggs.
Like, what if I died and you had to go on a date? Is this how you would be?
I know how to charm girls in the
just
beginning.
Just do it. Just be charming
in
for
the beginning,
5 minutes. Try to charm me right
I'd
now.
I'd be real charming in the beginning.
Come on. Just.
I just want to say how
like
pretty,
on our dates?
That dress
oh, my God. I said, remember when we went to get pizza the first night? Yeah. That we hung out. And I go, what happened on Last Comic Standing that we didn't see, that the viewers didn't see? And you talked for 2.5 hours.
No, I didn't. It wasn't.
I was like glazing over. I was like, should I get another piece of pizza? I mean, I don't know how long I can do this.
That's not true. I talked for maybe 5-10 minutes.
Rich! Oh my God, it's not true at all. You
used to call me on the road melting down over Last Comic all the time when you were on it, and you would just melt down like you were crazy. I didn't realize that you
that was not a good. I didn't enjoy being on the show.
But I didn't.
It was not good. It's not good for me. See, I probably shouldn't be on television.
But you, I didn't realize you're like most female comics. Like everyone we meet is kind of crazy. You got to admit, like men comics are fucked up. They're fucked
up.
Yeah,
no, not you. You're, got it. You've nailed normal.
Okay. But most female comics are kind of crazy.
So you fucking chew your gum and look at your own tattoos. Yeah, you.
Whoa, boy. Oh, man, am I a bad person? I chew gum and look at my tattoos. Whoa. Whoa, I hope my kid doesn't turn out like that. How did I not see the warning signs when we had that big fight in a restaurant?
Stop. That was because of Susie Sorrow.
No, not that fight. What fight was that?
What fight?
When I was a judge and I voted for certain people, which didn't even matter because my votes didn't mean anything. And we had a big fight. And
I know, but you know why we had the fight too?
Biggest fight on the planet.
It was crazy, but it's because like... I was trying to get you to say, like, oh, you're a better comic or whatever. I mean, I was in the middle of fucking doing the show.
No, it was the beginning of the show.
Well, whatever. I mean, I was about to, and I had insecurities, and you wouldn't say it. You were acting like all girl comics were equal. See, you were fighting something different than I was fighting.
No, I didn't say they were equal. How do you remember? It was 10 years ago.
Because I remember why I was upset.
No, you were upset because you're saying, how could you vote for that person?
Yes, because, and you were like, you wouldn't cave in on
I said because I knew that person. I was friends with that person. That's why I voted for them. But my votes didn't matter. The judges was irrelevant then. It had nothing to do. I could have checked everybody and voted yes for everybody, and you didn't get that. You were just mad that you thought I thought that person was funny.
No, it wasn't about that.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't because of course the point of it meant that like you didn't care even that you were voting for me. You're just like, oh, I just voted for people I liked. Like that's what I was trying to say to you is like, oh, so when you voted for me, that meant like it didn't matter. You didn't think I was good enough, or it didn't have anything to do with that. And you wouldn't say yes, you were good enough.
No, that's not.
You wouldn't be like, yeah, no, I think you're good. I think you're better.
Oh, that's not true.
That is what the argument was about.
No, it wasn't. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong on this one. That was probably an argument down the road many times.
No. That was never actually like said, but that's why I was mad. Because you just kept fighting.
No. And then we went to the mall and I bought her a pair of pants and she went and returned them when I wasn't around. Didn't you?
I gave you the money back.
No, you didn't. No,
yeah, I did. I tried to, and you wouldn't take it. That's why I took them back, because I didn't want to like have a. I felt gross about taking a gift after a fight. Like it was like dirty.
That's not why you took them back. You didn't like how they fit.
And I didn't like how they fit.
That's why you took them back.
No, I really didn't.
Okay.
I thought it was gross that you were buying me gifts. I'm not that kind of person.
I used to buy you tons of gifts. You were that kind of person. You loved
gifts. No, not after a fight. Like, I'm dating a guy. We get in a fight. He buys me, like, some pants.
Well,
like,
that was the plan that day anyhow, to go out and get you some pants. You needed pants. I don't know why.
That should have been a red flag right there for me to you, that you're like, that's how you... We're going to get you some pants. Remember when you bought me a TV and stuff because I didn't have one? Like, that's so controlling.
It's not controlling. Because
like I didn't want a TV.
Yes, you did.
One for years.
Well, you didn't mind it. You didn't mind it. You used to watch it. And when I stayed at your house, I wanted a fucking TV. I didn't buy it for you. I bought it for me. I did buy a TV. How much did I spend?
I don't know. It wasn't a fucking expensive. Probably $200.
Yeah, they weren't even flat screen back then. No. It was like a TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
On a stand. Yeah, you were happy about that.
I had books. I read. I was like,
you were a fucking
computer.
Your computer was so slow. That
whatever, it
computer.
Didn't matter.
I don't even think it was a computer. I think it was a word processor.
Oh, come on.
That big clunky computer.
That's the way they were.
No, because remember when you got your laptop?
No, that one was a laptop, by the way.
No, you had that big white thing, didn't you?
Yes. Oh, not like a desktop. Is that
you
what
had
you
a desktop there.
No, I didn't. I had a laptop. Maybe I had both.
And you had remember when you... This is what Bonnie did. What? You know what she did? Bonnie said, okay. Like, I think she was ended up splitting the apartment with a friend.
No, what? Before you, I've lived on my own.
No, I know. But then after...
I don't have roommates.
No, but then she... Since we were...
When we started living together in New Jersey, yeah. I kept my apartment.
So she said she was going to split it with a friend, right? But she said, let's make it look like it's a hotel, and went out and bought like a dumb couch. She wanted it to be like, okay, when you leave, then I come in, it's like a hotel type look.
So what? What was wrong with that? It looked nice.
It didn't look like a hotel, but it was just a funny thing that you thought you would make it like a hotel type setting. I don't know. You remember?
I wanted it to be cleaned out, the whole, like all the drawers and the thing, so you could only have like, you could hang a couple, like two shirts, you could leave like one drawer, you could have some underwear and stuff. Otherwise, because she had another house somewhere else too.
She
would just come into LA. When she came into LA, she'd stay at the place. And when I came into LA, I'd stay at the place.
I had tons of clothes at your house. I had clothes, and I'm missing a
shirt. Yeah, that
was
like part of the problem.
I'm missing a shirt. I was missing that shirt.
She's a little irritated that you had some of your stuff there because we'd agreed to run it like a hotel. And the thing is, I tipped the cleaners, the maids, all the time, and I think she just stole it. Okay, I gotta go. See, I'm done.
What?
Well, if we'd cut this off a few minutes earlier, they wouldn't have to listen to that crap.
You look very sexy tonight.
Thank you.
You want to give me head on the podcast?
Good night. Goodbye, everyone. Good night.
Want to give daddy-o?
Can you stop being disgusting?
Like in life?
With kids.
We have one kid.
Well, I think of your, you know, what am I going to say? I have a kid, you have kids. Like, you're either going to say one or the other.
So we have a kid. You would go, we have a kid. We have a kid.
Well, we actually have kids.
No.
We together have kids.
No, we have a kid.
No.
Because they're adults. They're
you have kids? Do you have three kids?
Yeah.
So we have kids. If you took all our kids together.
Oh.
It's
semantic?
Plural.
Are you trying to do semantics?
I'm just saying, you're the one who started with the semantics. Like, why are you kissing here? If I didn't mention your kids, then you go, what about I have three kids? You know? So, I can't win, I guess. That's the moral of this fucking podcast.
I can't win? Is that what?
Yeah.
Anyhow, listen, this weekend, we're at Stand Up New York, both of us, Friday and Saturday. Why are you so tall? Friday and Saturday. And there you have it. New CD coming out soon. Ridge Voss, 141 IQ. Go to Amazon, buy everything through Riotcast/ My Wife Hates Me. That whole Amazon bullshit. And there you have it. Peace out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smart. Totally holy as an ass.
asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.